Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Kiddushin Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet. And today's session will be something of a tangent, but a certainly a closely related tangent, to the issue of Kibud Av, and that is the issue of Kibud Kvod Zkenim. Pasuk of Vayikra, we're in the middle of Lamed Bet, Tanu Rabbanan, the Pasuk of Vayikra, Nes Seva Takum Adatar Pnei Zakin V'Yaraitim Elohecha. You shall rise up in the presence of the old, and show deference to the face of the elderly, and fear God. So let's see how this all comes together. I might think this is even true about an old person who's a wicked person. Therefore it says, Zaken means an elder with wisdom. Moshe needed help with the leadership. Hashem told him to assemble 70 elders, and these were obviously 70 wise people. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Ein Zakein Elamisha Kana Chochma. He says somebody who's Zakein only means he's acquired wisdom. It has nothing to do with age. Shinemar Adonai Kanani Reshit Darko. Hashem has acquired me as the beginning of his way. In other words, Kone Chochma, wisdom is speaking, in Mishlei, to be Kone Chochma, that's what makes you Zakein. Now, Yechol Yom Fan Mipanam Makom Rachok, I might think that you have to stand up in his presence from a distance. Talmud Lomar Takum V'Hadarta. Therefore, these two principles are put together, which is you shall stand up and show deference. Meaning, Lomar Tikima L'Makom Sheishidur. You only have to stand up in a place where it's going to demonstrate some deference to him. Right, which is not when he's far away. Yechol Yadon Mammon. I might think you have to favor him with gifts, money. Talmud Lomar Takum V'Hadarta. Therefore, the two are compared. Makima she'in b'chisaron kish, just like standing in kish, just like standing it doesn't cost you a thing. Afidur she'in b'chisaron kish. Similarly, the deference has to be something that has no expenditure. Yachol yamon ripanav meta kisem mitav erchatz. I might think you have to stand up in his presence even in a place which is not a place of respect, like a bathhouse. Tamlomer takum b'hadarta. Lamarti kima l'malkom she'ishidur. Again, it has to be a place where there's going to be deference shown. So deference doesn't have to cost you, but it has to be a place of respect in his proximity and in a place of respect. I might think you could hide yourself, close your eyes as if you can't see him, and therefore not have to rise up. Therefore it says, Takum viareta, you fear God. Any of those mitzvot in Parsha Kedoshim, where the fulfillment is something that's really kind of left in your hands. You could do it or not do it, and nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know if you saw him or not. It says, fear God. God knows what you know. How do I know, on the other hand, that the elder should not force other people to stand up, meaning he should, if possible, go out of his way to go around in such a way that others won't have to rise up? The elder should also fear God. He's been, how does he interpret it? Afilu kol seva mashma. Seva itself means hoariness, meaning old age. So Isi ben Yura sees the pasuk as two pieces. Mnei seva takum, you have to stand up in front of the elderly, which means just people who are old. Vadata pnei zakein is referring to the wise. So it's two separate things. Rabbi Yossi Hagli, now that's the end of the bright. Rabbi Yossi Hagli, the Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Hagli Tanakama, who had the different psukim, the one from Amidbar, the one from Mishlei, about what a wise person, what a zakein is, seem to be the same. Yeah, because Ika b'nai, you get Chachim, Chakim. The difference between them is a young man who's wise. Tanakama Savayonik v'chakim lo. It's only somebody who's wise and old and also wise, but wise is not enough. He says anybody who's acquired wisdom, no matter what age, so a young person is wise. That will lead to all sorts of interesting discussions in advance, ahead of us. My time is Glili, so why does Rabbi Yosef Glili say that it's only wisdom? If you think it's like Tanakama said, they have to be old. Mix the two up together. My Tam Palginu Rachman, why did the Torah divide them? Lamemer, the high love high, high love high. An elder is not an old person. An old person is not an elder. Elder meaning a wise person, no matter what age. Shvaminah filionik v'chakim. So even if he's young and wise. Tanakama, what is Tanakama's retort? Shunduai lemismach zaken viareta. The Torah wrote it that way. Neseva takuman tapene zaken viareta to teach us that the elder also has to fear God. Tanakama, my Tam, why did the Tanakama say it's all one thing, and it's all one thing, and for age always plays a role? Because if you think it's the way Rabbi Yosef Glili said it, then the Torah should say, Nei seva takum adarta, takum vadarta pnei zaken. It should have said those two words, takum vadarta, twice. The fact that they didn't write it that way, shmamina chadu. We see that it's all one mitzvah, and it has to do with age also. Back in the Brighter, we said, I might think that you have to honor this fellow with money. In other words, you have to show, give him gifts or whatever. That we already saw. Now, is that true that standing up doesn't cost you anything? Maybe he's a jeweler who's working on a diamond, and when standing up is going to cost him. You stand up, you have to put your work aside. The time is money. Rather, read it as follows. Kima is like hidur. Mahidur she'en will bitul. Hidur has to be the kind of thing that doesn't stop you from doing what you're doing. You show deference while you're doing that. Hafkima she'en will keep bitul. Therefore, standing up has to be in such a way that doesn't keep you from doing your job. So if your job involves sitting down, you don't have to stand up. And we flip it back and say the hidur is like kima. Just like standing up doesn't cost you anything. There's no out-of-pocket expenses. Same thing with hidur. So now each teaches the other. Just like hidur never involves wasting time from yalacha, similarly kima. Just like kima doesn't have any out-of-pocket expenses just for standing up, same thing then with hidur. Alright, artisans are not allowed to stop and stand up in the presence of Tamini Chacham when they're working, because they don't have an obligation to stop their work. Velo, is that not true? But non ko bali menuro omdim im nehem vishualim vishalom. Romim lai ma'achinu anshei makom ploni b'achem l'shalom. This is in the beautiful third parak of Masechet Bikurim, describing the people bringing the Bikurim. When they come to Shalom, the artisans would turn around and greet them. So Rav Yochanan, Mimnehem Omdim. They stand up for the people who bring Bikurim. Mimnei Tamini Chachamim Omdim, but they don't stand up for Tamini Chachamim. Not meaning they don't have to. Yosef Ravin, so he has a beautiful lesson. Borei Kamachavah Mitzvah B'Shata. Look how beautiful it is, the performance of a mitzvah in its proper time. Shorei Mimnehem Omdim. People stand up from people who bring Bikurim during the summer months. Mimnei Tamini Chachamim Omdim, but Tamini Chachamim don't get that kind of honor. Maybe there's a different reason there. The people who bring Bikurim aren't going to come next time. It's a big journey, and it's very difficult, and you're going to get there, and you're going to find nobody pays attention to you. So we want to encourage them, so you stand up. Don't need that. In the Brighta that we saw, it said that I might think that you have to stand up even in a place of lack of respect. And then we said, no, takum vadarta v'lo, v'harab chia v'yati bei masfata, he was maskute, he was sitting in the bathhouse. Choli vaz v'vishim barebi v'lo kami kame. V'vishim barebi walked in front of him and he didn't stand up. V'ikpin, it was makpin, the fact that Rab Chia didn't stand up. V'domashani hatam, v'ikpar, v'atav amr le lavua. And so he went and he told his father, Shnei chumashim shaniti lo b'sefer Tehillim. I taught him two of the chumashim of Sefer Tehillim. Again, it goes back to what we said a couple of podcasts ago about Chazal's view of Tehillim as being something of a peril, a shadow of chumash. Lonan panai, didn't stand up in my presence. V'tu bar kaparav, amrila v'shmua bar Reb Yossi, have yati bei maschuta, was sitting in the bathhouse, al v'azor b'shim b'rebi v'lo kami kamei. Right, again, Rav Shimon Rebbe walked in. He didn't stand up. V'ikpad. These are all other students of Rebbe. I taught him 2/3 of 1/3 of Torah Kohanim, which is quite a bit. He didn't stand up in my presence. He said, you know what? Maybe he was sitting and thinking about Torah. He didn't notice you. So you see from Rebbe's report to his son, that excuse for the students, and maybe they were thinking about Divrei Torah, and they didn't notice you, otherwise they'd be chayiv. So you say that you are chayiv to stand up, even when you're in a bathhouse. So lokasha, how about they gvoy, how about they bright? Depends if you're in the inner chamber, where everybody's naked, there's no kavod. In the outer chamber, where people are getting dressed, there you have to show kavod. Achalem istabra, de'amarab barchanam rabbi yochanan. Chomakom utar la'erchutz in beit ha-merchatz, what can you say? Because after all, rabbi yochanan said, you're not allowed to think about Divrei Torah in the beit ha-merchatz. And if Rebbe's excuse for these students was maybe they were deep in thought about Divrei Torah, that's why they didn't notice you, that means the entire episode had to take place in the outer area where people are dressed. There you shall call it. No, Dimalu and Seishani, maybe not. Maybe they were in the inside room. You can't help it. You're thinking Divrei Torah. And you lost the thought. There's nothing you could do. All right. Yachol Yatzim Enav Kamishalo Ra'o. Back in the bright that we said, maybe you could close your eyes and pretend you didn't see him. Atu Rishiaskin, we're talking about Rishayim here, who are evil people who deliberately look away. So Yachol Yatzim Enav Mikamid Limte Zman Chiyuva. I might think you could close your eyes before you get near him. Dechimata Zman Chiyuva Ulo Alo Chazilei. Mikadukai Mikamei. And then when you come close to him, you won't be seeing him, and then you won't have to stand up. Therefore it says you have to fear God. Tanu Ezu Kima Shish Bahidur. What is Kima that has Hidur? Ve Omer Zed Dalar Amot. Within 4 amot. That shows deference. Further away than that, nobody knows why you're standing up. The guy doesn't know why you're standing up. The rabbi doesn't know why you're standing up. Habai Loman Elabar Aboshin Muvhakra. Rabbi says that's only with someone who taught you, but he's not your main teacher. But if he's your main teacher, Maloinav, as soon as you see him, you have to stand up. When Abaye would see the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef coming, he would stand up, because you know Rav Yosef was with him. Abaye was on a donkey riding on the bridge over this particular river in Bavel. They were standing on the other side. They didn't stand up in front of him. Amrulav Rav Muvakana, aren't I your Rav Muvak? Amrulay Lavadati and said, you're right, we didn't notice. We didn't do anything deliberate, we didn't notice. We saw back in the Braita that he said, how do I know that an elder should not trouble people and dafka walk around and stand up? So we have a rule, the imakif chai, somebody who walks around will live a long life. Walks around and doesn't make them stand, and doesn't make them stand, and doesn't make them stand up. Abaye Makif. Abaye used to do that. Rabbi Zera Makif, he also did that. Ravina Viyatif Kamer Rabbi Yirmiyah Medivti. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Chalafahu Gavra Kamei Vlomichsi Reshe. A man walked in front of the Gadol without his head covered. Amar Kama Chotzif HaGavra. We already saw earlier a story with Rav Amnun Rav Chista with the head covering. He's covering. He said, what a chutzpidic guy. So Dilma Mata Machsi Niyu. Maybe this guy comes from Mata Machsiya. Degisi Barabana. There's a lot of rabbis there. And therefore, it's no special thing for him to be in the presence of a rabbi, so he doesn't go out of his way to cover his head. Issa ben Yehuda Omer, Nei Seva Takum, Afilu Kol Seva Mashva. Remember, Issa ben Yehuda's approach was that no matter, just age alone. Amar Yochanan, Alocha Ki Issa ben Yehuda. So we have three approaches here. Either it is only somebody who's old and wise, that's Tanakama, only somebody who's wise, that's all you need, that's Rabbi Yossi Galili. And Isvin Yehuda says also, anybody who's old, even if they're not wise, you have to stand up, seva. Rabbi Yochanan, have koi mikame save darmoi. Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Aloha ki Isvin Yehuda, used to stand up in the presence of non-Jews who were old. These people have had lots of experience in their life. Lots of interesting things have happened to them. People have experience. Rava Mekam Lokai. Rava wouldn't stand up. Hidur Avilu, but he would show some deference. He would tip his hat, that sort of thing. Abai wouldn't tip his hat, but that sort of thing in modern verbiage. Abai Ave Yaiv Yadal Savi. He would give his hands to the old men. Now, some read it as he would help them walk. The others, he would sort of let them touch him, let them have some contact with him. Rava Meshadar Shluche. Rava would not, but he sent somebody to help them. Nachman Meshadar Guzoi. Rav Nachman, who of course was then part of the member of the Beit Nasiya, he would send some of his servants to go help out. Amar Ilav Torah, Kama Nachman Bar Abba Ika Bishuka. In other words, he would go out of his way to help out the old people. He said, look, if it wasn't for the Torah, then there'd be able to, I'm there, but for the grace of Torah, go I. And therefore he would help these old people out. Rav Aibu Amar Vyanai. Tamil Chacham is not allowed to stand up in front of his Rebbe more than twice a day. So he shouldn't show greater honor for his Rebbe. He shows for Hashem. Go back to the bright where Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, how do I know that the elder should not go out of his way to make people stand up? But if the only obligation is twice a day, so let him stand up twice a day. So why should you buy? Why not? That means if you walk in a few more times, they don't have to stand up anyways. And they should stand up for you. It must be that you really do have to stand up anytime the Rav walks in, and even all day. So we accept the original ruling that it's only early, in the, only one twice a day. Rav Yonai's ruling, that it's in the morning and in the evening. Still, even twice a day, a person should, even though that's the obligation, that's their obligation towards you. But you, the elder, should go out of your way to not have them stand up if possible at all. Unless, of course, it's part of educating them. That's a different story. Any time a chacham doesn't stand up in front of his rebbe, nikra rasha. Veinu marich yamim. He's a rasha. He doesn't have a long life. He forgets his Talmud. Shenemar. V'tov lo yela rasha. Rasha. He's called a rasha. V'lo yarich yamim. He won't have a long life. Katzela shrein enu yarim. Like a shade that's not afraid in front of God. Now morazu eni odemau. I don't know what this fear is. When it says in the context of rising in the presence of an elder, I see that Morah is standing up in front. So it says the one who doesn't fear God won't have a long life, he's not a Rasha, etc. Right? So that's how we apply it. Maybe it's not fear, the fear associated with not rising in front. Maybe it's fear associated with violating ribit or bad mishkalot. By the way, in both cases, the Torah says viareta. Azar pnei gamar. Blazer learned it from the word pnei zaken. And here it says milifnei Elohim. So those two things, two words connect and associate that pasuk along with morah to rising in front of the elders. Hibayelahu beno v'hu rabo. What if your son is your teacher? Ma'olam pnei aviv. Should the son stand up in front of his father, even though the son's a teacher? You should stand up in the presence of your father, even though Rav Yehuda was the greater man. Shana Rechezkel, who was his father, he was a miracle worker. Even Shmuel, the great Shmuel, stood up in front of the presence of Rav Yehuda. So that doesn't prove anything. So what did Shmuel? What was Shmuel telling Rav Yehuda? To stand up in front of his own father? Sometimes he's coming from in back of me. Kum at mikame velo techosh liikaridi. Shmuel was Rav Yehuda's teacher. He said, sometimes you'll see your father walking in back of me. Stand up. I will not be offended that you're showing someone else deference in my presence because it's your father. Ibayalu b'novu rabo moshe moraviv mipanav. Now let's flip it. Can the father stand up in front of his child who's his teacher? Tashmar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, ani eini kedai lamot nei rabbini. I am not worthy to stand up in front of my son. Al mishum kvod beit nasi. The only reason that I do is because of the honor of the Beit HaNasi. Had married into the Beit HaNasi, so he said, therefore, that was the ruling. So now let's try to understand what it is. Tama da ana rabbe. The only reason was that I'm his teacher. If he was my teacher, I would stand up in front of him. So that doesn't make any sense. I should not stand up in front of my son, even if he was my teacher. I'm his father. Because he's married to the Beit HaNasi, I stand up. So in other words, we see that if a son was the teacher of the father still would not stand up in his presence. Okay. If somebody's riding, is it like they're walking? And therefore, if a teacher is riding, you stand up as riding, you stand up as presence or not. Hayatoshmas. We learn this from a discussion about Tumat Sarat and about Biat Ohel, what's considered an Ohel, as we'll see. Tamei Yoshev Tachad Ilan. If somebody who's Mitzara is sitting under a tree, V'tahor Omeid, somebody who's Tahor is standing under that tree, Tamei, he becomes Tamei. If the Tamei is standing, because to create this Ohel, he has to be sitting there, then Tahor Yoshev Tahor, the Tahor is not affected by, he's not in the Ohel. If the Tamei then sat down, a Tahor Tamei, becomes Tamei. This is what we want to compare it to. If somebody is carrying a rock from a Bayit Menuga, then the same rule applies, that is considered to be walking, and then if he sits down, skins of a city. From Nachmar Cohen, Zotamer, Rachu Kamalechtami. You see that if something is riding, it's like it's walking, and therefore the same rules apply. Shema Mina. Right. Ibayalu, Maula Mod Mne Sefer Torah. Do we stand up in front of a Sefer Torah? Chilkia, Rav Simon, Rav Lazar Ami Kalchomer. If we stand up in front of those who study the Torah, how much more so we stand up in front of the Torah itself? They were sitting. They stood up in front of Rav Shimon bar Abba. Amalu, he said to them, you shouldn't stand up. First of all, you're wise men and I'm a member of the collegium, meaning you're greater than I am. Does the Torah stand up in the presence of those who study it? You're the Sefer Torah. Savalak Rabbalazar, the reason he said that was because he holds like Rabbalazar. Rabbalazar, ain't Tamil Chacham Shalom Abnei Rabbo, Mishai Sol Sefer Torah. Tamil Chacham is not allowed to stand up even in the presence of his own teacher, if he's studying Torah. Layitala Abaya. Abaya's response to that was to curse anybody who followed that ruling, and he said, you still have to stand up. Alright, the end of our sugya quotes a pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu, Achar Moshe Ad Bo'o Allah. Bnei Israel, this is after the Cheta Egel, and Moshe put the tent outside of the camp. They would watch Moshe till he came into the tent. Rab Ami, Rab Yitzchak Nafcha, Charamar L'Gnai, one of them says this is a pejorative statement about Bnei Israel. Charamar L'Shavach, one said this is actually a nice statement. Mandamar L'Gnai, Kedi'ita, we have this in another place, that they were looking at him and they were saying, look how fat he is, he's fattened himself up with our food, he's taking stuff from us. They were looking at him in a jaundiced way. Alright, Mandam al-Shavach, it says, Kedita, saying, referring to a midrash that we know elsewhere. Mandam al-Shavach, where's that? Amar Chizki, Amar li Rabbi Chanina, Beredu Rav Avahu, Amar Rav Avahu, Amar Rav Dimi Dibin Chaifa. So this goes back to Rav Avdimi's drasha. Chacham over, if a chacham passes by, Omeim Fanav Dalanamot, when he's within Dalanamot of your presence, you stand up. Once he passes, you sit down. Av Beitin over, if it's the Av Beitin, the second in charge of the Beitin, Omeim Fanav Aloinav, the minute you see him, you stand up. But once he's passed you by Dalanamot, you sit down, just like with a chacham. Nasi over, but if the head of the Sanhedrin comes, Omeim Fanav Aloinav, you have to stand up when you see him. You can't sit down until he sits down in his place. And he proves it from our pasuk that they would watch Moshe until he came to the tent, meaning they wouldn't sit down until that point. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up with our analysis of the second half of the Mishnah. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.